Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sanspants radio podcast. Wow.
Ni hao, this is Boston actor Mark Wahlberg, and when I'm not busy waking up at 3 a.m. to pray and work out, you'll find me hitting the gritty at my local Vietnamese restaurant. Stay blessed.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. It's me, Andrew Levins. Joining me on the couch is the original McNugget buddy, Angus Truscott.
Yes.
He's here.
I'm here. It's my house. You'd hope so.
And it's Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we've been staying prayed up, but we want you to stay
taking
prayed
my 40-day challenge by getting a Cohen Frost meal for the next 40 days.
You're eating an adult Happy Meal every
day. Yeah, it was pretty funny getting it.
You're giving up children's Happy Meals and only eating the adult ones.
They didn't know. They're like, how do you pronounce that? I don't know what it's called, like the staff. I was like, you guys need to
how to pronounce the word adult?
Cohen.
Oh, Cohen. Okay,
they're like,
sure.
Who is that? Which is a valid question.
We're going to answer it in a minute.
Yeah.
But first, we've got to tell you about a red hot sale.
Oh, yeah, we're going on. Flash sale. We've got a 40-day challenge for you.
Not Flash, Ash.
No.
It's Flash Wednesday.
Flash Wednesday is a day. That's the day Ezra Miller was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They refer to that as Flash Wednesday. It's Hawaii's 9/11. It's the day that you put your chairs outside of karaoke bars, I think, just in honor of the people who got hit in the head with chairs.
We're celebrating Mark Wahlberg's favorite religious holiday, Ash Wednesday.
The 40-day challenge, as he calls it.
Yeah, and the 40-day challenge begins now. In the next 40 days, everyone who doesn't get a Hey Fam t-shirt.
The F45-ification of religion has been a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, hopefully it follows hot on F45's heels and starts like dropping,
shutting down
completely. Yeah. Yeah, churches all over the world. But we're doing 15% off all t-shirts at heyfamboys.myshopify. Yeah, I said 15.
Oh, you sounded very 50.
Okay, well, I'm trying to sound 15.
You need a You know, people will take us to court.
Even though I'm closer to 50, I'm always trying to sound 15.
15.
I'm going
to
keep
you
that
shit 15.
You don't
enunciate that crazy.
Okay.
I think we're going to upset some people. I heard 50 and started freaking. We can't afford that.
Going to show the docket.
That's an Easter Sunday special. That's when Jesus comes back to life. We're doing
whatever's
50%
left. Whatever's left after the crazy discount we're offering now.
Yeah.
Heyfanboys.myshopify.com. Mm-hmm. If you use the code
Stay prayed up,
all one word.
One
caps,
word. It's up to you.
Oh, wow. You did both.
If you want to shout it, absolutely. Now, it's 15% off your total order. So if you've been, if you've gotten one of the shirts and have been like, I'd like the other one, or you've been sitting on none,
yeah, I would
and you're like, I want both. And now I can save a whopping 15% off, which in Australian dollars, I mean, that's coming to, what's a 15%? You're going to get at least, it's going to come to $85 for both. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's 85 compliments. If you think of each dollar as a compliment, you're going to be making that back in no time.
85 chances to explain the weird t-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
Because we've got a Mark
Wahlberg
one. I've
been pushing them on today.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Someone's like, have you seen Mark Wahlberg's 40-day challenge? I'm like, have you seen the shirt?
Yeah.
And I just sent him the link. He's like, damn, I might have to get that. And I was like, I'm going to hold you to it.
It's the best podcast merch is the one where you really have to squint to see the podcast logo or podcast reference.
The most sourceless fashion is famously podcast merchandise.
Ours is red hot.
It's like saying I'm a fucking loser, like a billboard on your chest. You know what I mean?
And
but our one's like, I'm a loser, but you have to really look for my loserness.
Look at the Mark Wahlberg tee. It's got it's got him with an ashy forehead on the on the front, and then his beautiful schedule.
Yeah,
beautiful normal schedule on the back.
That schedule does belong in like the Smithsonian. Absolutely. I'd love to see it one day put in that.
I would love to see Nicolas Cage break into the Smithsonian.
I've got to steal the declaration of
Mark Wahlberg's
schedule.
And then the other T-shirt is of course Kevin.
Maybe
Feige.
Someone won't be seeing that often. Anymore after,
just once this year.
Yeah, so if you miss that doughy looking man with the sourceless absolute boxed fits, bricked fits at the red carpet, you can wear him on your chest.
It's instead of wearing a Marvel property
squirrel
cap,
girl or
he's wearing a Hey Fam cap.
Yep.
For when we inevitably
we're bought by Disney and folded into the MCU.
A Marvel franchise, yeah.
I would like to sell our merchandise rights to Kevin, but keep our cinema adaptation rights with Sony.
Okay, of course.
And I've got a few reasons why later in tonight's episode.
Heyfanboys.myshopify.com. The t-shirts, we've sold more than half of them.
And look, if you're half listening, just look at the info in this episode's description.
We'd love for you to own one of these. If we sell them all, we'll make more weird ones.
Yeah, if you're like...
They're only going to get weirder.
They're only going to feature guys of the years that have been nominated.
Until we get sued by one of the guys of the year.
Yeah.
And that's the dream.
And that's why we need to make money now.
That's true.
Because we'll have to defend ourselves. And we haven't got any good lawyers. That reminds me, I've got to look at something with my car.
Oh, God. You and your car, man.
Yeah.
Oh, same. That's
I think we spoke about this.
Anyway, yeah. Look, let's leave Angus's car troubles at the door. Mm. We've got a big show. It's some might say the most important episode of the year.
One that we've been looking forward to for a very long time. One that I think I even said when you've... in the past, you've put several titles of a certain Sony Cinematic Universe towards me and said, which one are you most excited for? And I think I always answered with this one.
Well, so far, like, Spider-Man's been amazing. He's been spectacular. He's had a homecoming.
He's been Tobey Maguire.
He's been
Andrew Garfield. He's been to space.
He's been far from home. He's had no way home.
Yep.
He's entered the Spider-Verse. He's been beyond.
He's across the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Soon he'll be beyond. But right now, we're talking about... The hardest journey that little Peter Parker maybe the suggestion of little Peter Parker ever made, and that's
the passage of the vaginal passage.
That's true, the vaginal passage. We're talking about Madame Web.
Madame Web. Yeah. It's every time I go to Google it comes up Madame Web, Madame Web reviews, and then Madame Tussauds near me. And I'm wondering, is there going to be a Madame Web, Madame Tussauds soon, do you think? Because, I mean...
They missed the opportunity. They should have blown all that budget.
They should have had the premiere there last night.
Sure.
There
were like a bunch of girls that I swear were like dressed up as Madame Web. But
well, they wore like slutty outfits that have spiders on them.
Yeah.
Which is Madame Web.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, it wasn't. I was hoping it was. The movie... Yeah. Look. Straight out the gate, we're going to go a deep dive. There is no one wearing spider suits in this movie.
So we're going
to
do.
If you're on your way now to the theater and you're like, I can't wait to see me some like Sid Swains in a black Spider-Man costume hanging upside down. You've already seen it.
So we're going to go full Madame Web. We're going to enter the Madame WW World Wide Web.
Yep. www.madameweb.myshopify.com. We're going to use the code StayPrayedUp.
Stay webbed up.
Yeah, we're going to get 15 minutes off the film, which I wish that code was working last night because I could definitely do with that extra 15 minutes.
But I've seen some credible movies this week as well.
Some incredible?
I would say so, yeah.
You've seen some amazing, some spectacular, some Homecoming.
So I saw May December. Yesterday, yep. I saw...
May December in February.
The Iron Claw. And then Friday I saw Priscilla.
Yep.
And
Queen of the Desert.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
And then in between all of
great these movies.
No, not yet.
Oh.
I saw all these since we last recorded. School's back. I hit the cinemas up. Hit the flicks up.
You've become like cool again.
Yeah. I've become a podcast host. I'm like officially caught up to like your mid-January. Yeah.
You've
watches.
Become a podcast host again.
Dude, instead of being like
so Duck Books.
Donald Duck was
it's really amazing that for 6 weeks, yeah, that's awesome. Anatomy of a Fall, fucking right there, dude. that was it. The last 6 weeks of episodes.
It's a, it's instead
all
of
that.
It's like, yeah, it's my death. Except instead of playing the steel drum cover of 50 Cent,
DuckTales.
DuckTales theme really loud.
It's like a it's like a reggae version of the DuckTales theme song. DuckTales. Woo! I don't know what that is.
Save that for the Bob
Duck
Marley
Maker.
One Love movie review
Duck Maker.
Episode. Duck Maker. But yeah,
Duck Tales.
So for those of you who tune into Hey Fam for serious movie reviews, we'll get to those. We'll also get to a discussion of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I watched
the last few episodes of that.
I believe it's called Monsieur and Madame Smith.
Madame, yeah, perfect.
In France, I've heard that.
Incredible.
Madame Webb.
Incredible finale.
Mr. and Mrs. Webb. Damn. That would be a sick sequel to Madame Webb.
Who would she marry?
Ben Parker.
Okay, perfect. And then you've watched them all, but there's only one episode left of True Detective.
That's right, TD4.
Season 4.
TD4.
And I won't talk about that because I'm really enjoying that.
Great fifth episode.
Yeah. So before we talk about a completely mid Marvel adjacent movie.
It's like mid. Mid's like...
You're right.
Fuck, this is the death rattle of comic book films.
Before we get to it, let's talk about a genuinely mid Marvel adjacent movie. And
the
that
Marvels?
Is Deadpool and
Wolverine. Yes.
The trailer that
Let's talk about the Soup's reaction after we talk about the trailer.
Did you watch it all?
The Soup's reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching My Office. I had to turn it down because that literally sounded like I was watching like snuff. It's just like a man screaming while also sounding like another man pleasuring. It was fucking crazy. Like, I think he's, like, extremely mentally unwell. Like, how old do you think he is? Because the arms really throw you off.
How old do I think he is?
Yeah, the arms throw me off.
25?
He could be 16 or 33 with those things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got that Donkey Kong shit going on. He's got that, like, Donkey Kong.
I just want to see.
How old do you think Donkey Kong is? Because I'd say, like, 25. And when he puts that tie on, that's an instant 38.
He's 2 years older than us.
Oh.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, no, I mean, like in the Simpsons sense, like where he doesn't age.
Yeah, okay, sure. How long does
that tie ages you?
How long do like the gorillas live for?
I know that one outlived Robin Williams. Remember, it was sad when he died. There was all those articles. Like Coco or something was sad. Do you remember that?
How did he even know Robin Williams? Or he just watched Patch Adams a bunch?
I think Robin Williams like hung out with those
gorilla.
Like video, yeah, you know those ones that like sign.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But like they're like, oh, the gorilla, the mind is like,
I like the
gorilla really likes you. It's like, yeah, it's a fucking gorilla. Like, of course it does.
I love the idea of a gorilla just watching a bunch of Robin Williams movies.
Just watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
And then being told, oh, that guy's dead now. And then being sad.
Being like, I like the idea of it watching movies and then having a lady friend gorilla and losing its kids and then having to dress up as like a girl gorilla, like Baloo, putting on like coconut tits. It's just like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Madam Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah, Madam Doubtfire. Yeah, I think like Flea hung out with it too. I know the two people that hung out with that
this
gorilla.
This one gorilla?
Yeah, Coco was like a famous one.
And did Flea like offer her comfort when Robin Williams was dead?
The funniest man after Robin Williams is Flea.
Flea, yeah.
Let me fact check this.
It's hilarious.
Coco the gorilla, would you call it? Or is it? Yeah, Coco the... Oh, it's with a K. Coco the gorilla was very sad. 1971
to
2018.
2018, right. So she outlived Robin by like
Their
years.
Name is Hannah Biko, which is because they were born on the 4th of July. 46. So Donkey Kong's getting old.
I mean, Donkey Kong is probably pretty close to his like actual age.
It's pretty funny when you're on Animals Wikipedia and it's usually got the like life and then there's controversy. Like said...
cancellation.
Appeared on an episode of InfoWars and said, I love Nazis. Wait a minute. Nipple fixation and lawsuit. What the hell?
That's incredible.
In popular culture. Okay, this will be the one. Nah, don't... Oh.
You know, we can do a full
there's
Coco
a film called
in the future.
Coco on Robin Williams, a short feature on Robin Williams meeting Coco.
Wow. Did it come out before or after he died?
Before. He died.
Like, there's videos of her of the gorilla watching the Aladdin sequel and looking at her trainer like something's not right.
Wanting to slap.
I don't want to watch the Robin Williams gorilla.
No, you do.
No, but not right now.
No, you do. Just this
I want to talk about how fucking awful Madame Web was for the heads.
Later.
The
human race. Oh, shut up.
You just skimmed through the entire video. Put your phone away, cunt. We're gonna do the podcast.
We're doing it. This is why people listen.
So they can hear you talk about a gorilla's Wikipedia page.
It's fascinating stuff. Oh, there it is, Robin.
Cool. Robin Williams is tickling a gorilla.
It's kind of weird,
May they both rest in peace.
It's like pulling Robin Williams' nipples.
Why didn't they show this at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I know. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You just stopped shy of the point where a big silhouette it was hovering above Robin Williams and the gorilla, and they were like, "Oh, can you help me up?" And then the silhouette popped its claws.
Wolverine. Yeah. I was like, I had no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, it was a tenuous link.
It wasn't even tenuous. This is bad. Yes. Trailer. Super Bowl. Big thing. Mr. Ryan Reynolds YouTube channel.
So I gather that Soups' reaction to the Deadpool, it's not called Deadpool 3 anymore. It's called Deadpool and Wolverine. Which is stupid.
It's like a slap in the face to Logan. Like, not the character.
I mean, especially if it's like you're putting the fucking character's name in the title.
Mm.
At least put him in the trailer.
Yeah. Also, like, the photos leaked a year ago. Remember, like,
yeah.
Even non-comic book Discord people know of that photo.
Do you reckon this is like Disney desperation being like, oh God.
100%. Like, I guarantee it was not the original title 2 years ago. They're like, it's so funny now that this film is like, they're so desperate. It looks like that they're like, let's put in like one of the most maligned film series. Like, let's make that the focus. Like, that is now the nostalgia crush.
Yeah, you know how everyone was really relieved when we bought the rights to these characters?
After a fantastic send-off with, like, the iconic Wolverine and, like, 9 shit films.
Yeah. Bring that entire universe, make that the focus for, like, the thing that's going to save our universe.
It's crazy. It feels also like, I know films take a while to gestate and get made, and, you know, COVID obviously delayed stuff. But this seems like a film you release the year after you buy Fox. You know what I mean? Like, it feels extremely outdated as is.
It's very odd. Like, there were moments of that trailer where I'm like, oh, that'll be fun, I guess. But there were so many other moments where I'm like, this is going to fucking hurt.
Like,
I didn't like Deadpool 2 as enough as it. I thought I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I didn't like
Deadpool
2 that much. I agree. I liked 1. I think 1 is like, I think it came right place, right time. It was right at the like phase 2, phase 3 peak of comic book movies.
And it's the only version of, like, you know, wisecracking Ryan Reynolds that I like.
Yeah, and I think the bulk of that's because he's got his mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
For that film. He takes it off a lot in the later ones.
I
think that film, you know.
Do you ever think while you're watching those movies, man, this guy's got a face like an avocado fucked another avocado?
I do, yeah. And then I want to tell a person on a train that I have a bomb. I think. Is that what he did?
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah.
It's crazy.
I wonder who's got a longer controversy section on their on the Wikipedia.
Coco the Gorilla?
Coco the Gorilla or TJ Miller.
TJ Miller. TJ the Gorilla. Coco the Miller.
But yeah, the fact that, like, this is the movie that's got to save this universe, it really feels like they're hedging their bets on it. And it just like...
And what's funny about that, like, a Deadpool movie shouldn't be a thing to save your universe. You know what I mean? Like, it feels kind of like reductive almost.
And that it opens with like the TVA from Loki. So they're the ones that pull Deadpool out of his universe and bring him to the MCU.
Yeah. Or it looks like they bring him to like, it looks to me like, I think they get what I think they basically tell him like, you're different. You can like jump through multiverses for some reason and you're not affected by it. And we need you to like do shit for us or kill the Fox universe or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It already does one of my favorite things in the trailer, which is, and they'll probably make a joke of it because I actually imagine in Deadpool 1 they would have, but when Tom Wamscans is showing him like the MCU on screens, they're all like shots that are like from films, like as if the TVA were filming Captain
totally
America
from Dutch angles and stuff.
Yeah. It's very like, and you know, classic Deadpool should address that. But I don't know if Disney Deadpool will address that.
So, I mean, I would argue that like these days more people know who Deadpool is than Wolverine. But the fact that Hugh Jackman is attached to that character, I think, is like the big pull. But it should be called Deadpool and Hugh Jackman then.
That'd be awesome.
Deadpool and the Greatest Entertainer.
I honestly think the greatest title would be Deadpool versus the MCU. I thought that would be, that to me is like a far more interesting title.
And it's like a very meta thing. You know, they're like Deadpool versus
zombies, Deadpool versus Marvel zombies. You know how there's like, there's series like that, right? Yeah. Comic book series.
This character's actor's asking too much in their contract. You got to kill him.
Yeah. Like, and I think that would be really funny. And like, it would take more like balls from big old Feige to call it like Deadpool versus the MCU, because it makes you like think the MCU is the enemy. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. Sure. I just find that would be like a far more interesting title, because now it's just like Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It feels too small almost.
Yeah. Very, very odd.
Yeah. I mean, look, whatever.
I'm stoked that Matthew McFadden is getting a paycheck from
he's
the
MCU. He's getting paid.
But why isn't that just Owen Wilson? I don't understand.
Yeah, great question. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, we didn't watch Loki season 2, so maybe it does make perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, though. It's going to be a lot of people's first...
TVA.
First TVA reference.
It won't be anyone's first multiverse movie, which is funny.
But... And this won't happen. I was going to say, hopefully the last one.
Yeah, I hope so
but
too.
But I doubt it is because of like Secret Wars and Kang, but I still don't know what they're doing with Kang, and they don't either, as the Avengers director has changed so many times, and that movie is now just called Avengers 5. No longer the Kang Dynasty.
And it doesn't have a
Kang
villain.
Dynasty was the most like dog shit title, I think.
Well, it's just because there's a comic called that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking, there's not a comic called Endgame, you know, but that was the number one grossing movie until Big Jim C came around and fucked that one up. Yeah, weird. I feel so ambivalent towards this.
Yeah, totally. It didn't.
You know what? It'd be nice to be pleasantly surprised. I don't think I will be.
Do you think it will do well?
Because
we're about to talk about Madam Web, which is like, you know, Deadpool 3 is the only movie that the MCU releasing this year.
That's one thing it has going for it, that it's the only one.
But I feel like these shitty Sony movies are like just tied in enough
to confuse people,
that people will call them Marvel movies.
Yeah, I even saw someone today, a reviewer, like an Australian reviewer, like just call this like a Marvel movie. And they were like, oh, does that mean that Adam Scott's with Marissa Tomei? And I'm like, no, because this is not like, you know what I mean? Like, but that's not a fault of them. It's because of like the way this film's been marketed and the way this film is, like a normal person who wasn't like autistic like us, who knows like who owns the rights of certain characters and depictions of characters. A normal person's going to rock up to this thinking it's a Spider-Man movie.
But they're such bozos for allowing Sony to do this.
So I think it was like 10 years ago, Marvel were offered to buy back the film rights to Spider-Man. They said no and took the merchandising rights.
Okay, right.
Well, it's like, it's their problem. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
They're never going to give it up. Essentially, this movie was made similarly to Morbius and the Venom films and the Kraven film to keep their contract alive, because they have to produce a Spider-Man film every 5 years. And I think these films are classed as Spider-Man films. So,
but you can't say the word Spider-Man.
You can't say
them.
Peter Parker. You can't say anything. Because I...
did they say it at the end of... Morbius, like when
yeah, but Vulture's, that would have been like, a special deal because Vulture's in it.
Oh God,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like there would have been a you can say this.
Well, look, I'm sorry to anyone that was hoping that he'd make an appearance in Madam Web, but there's no Vulture.
There's no post credit scene, first of all, which is like the 15 minutes we could have got back.
Also, unfortunately, Vulture not featured on Kanye West's new album Vulture 1.
Yeah, huge oversight.
Yeah,
huge oversight. Dr. Mike and Dr. Mike,
Dr. West.
Dr. Mike Will made it.
But yeah, so it's going to be such a strange year. I can't wait to see how little money Madam Web makes.
I mean, it's sitting, last night it was like 22% of Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's like 13% now. It could be 7% by the time this is up.
But like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like Deadpool has the potential to either just do like
I think Deadpool's going to make a lot of money.
That's what, okay.
I think Deadpool's going to make a lot of money. I think... And also, will it be
their first movie since...
Like Spider-Man to crack a villain?
Yeah.
I think so, because of the Wolverine thing. I think it has
less people can see it.
Yeah, what was the last high... What's like the most recent... Oppenheimer.
But didn't
Oppenheimer
crack a
was
billion.
R-rated.
Didn't crack
it's
a billion.
R in the States.
Right, but it didn't crack a billion.
Yeah, yes. It didn't have Wolverine.
That's true. If it was called Oppenheimer and Wolverine...
You know, I think it could.
What's that?
I think that's a great question, because it really depends on like what the next few months do. Like with Dune, the hype around Dune and how good that is, like, it's very hard to be excited about
Deadpool. I think it's good if movies don't make $1 billion.
I think it's great. I think it manages expectations of studios, but in a, you know, it'll teach them, you know, proof of maybe not to do certain things. But yeah, this has the Deadpool fan base, which is like akin to like a Rick and Morty fan base.
Most embarrassing character to be a fan
Most embarrassing character.
Yeah.
It has what I will imagine the MCU fan base, because you've got the Loki stuff, you've got...
But also like because he's gonna have the because X-Men he does fan base. He does naughty stuff. I feel like that brings in like your edgier superhero fan too.
You know what? I don't know if how much did No Way Home make?
It cracked over $1 billion, right?
Like, well, I don't think this will. Well, it depends. I don't know how much that made, but like Spider-Man is far more iconic and beloved than Deadpool.
Totally. And I feel this like, sounds like this is going to bring a lot of baggage with it. That Spider-Man, even though it did, it kind of skated over that.
Yeah, like, it works if you that Spider-Man film works if you've barely seen a bunch of Spider-Man or MCU films.
Yeah,
but I don't know if this will actually, because yeah, this has a lot of baggage. It doesn't have Spider-Man. There will be a line, I guarantee it, that about making fun of the like Sony films. Like there'll be a shot of something and they'll make like, he'll make a snide remark about Venom.
He'll shoot Morbius or something.
Yeah, something like that. I mean,
if I'm Jared Leto, I'm like, I'd be paying money to have
myself in there.
Have myself killed in a Deadpool movie.
Do you remember like a week after Morbius came out and he was like leaning into memes doing that bad script of like, it's Morbin time?
Yeah.
Just like so pathetic. This movie has potential to be really good in that, like, they just decide to say, we're killing everything and we're just reducing. You know what I mean? Like,
but, they won't. Even that would be so odd. It's like, oh, they hit the reset button in a fucking Deadpool movie. Yeah.
I mean, the sooner the better. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah, I really don't know. I'm personally not looking forward to it. It's going to have, like, certain types of people, you know, screaming a la Supes because for some reason after, like, 25 years Wolverine finally wearing yellow spandex.
Yeah,
which is like there's more to life than that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like there's way more to life than seeing Hugh Jackman wearing yellow and blue.
And like I felt like he was so happy to be away from this character.
Logan was such a beautiful set too. It was nominated for several Oscars. Like that's crazy. That film is legitimately very good. It's a great neo-western. I think it's a fantastic film. It handles like the legacy of comics, really. Remember, he's like picking up old X-Men comics and stuff and being like, this is what we used to be. And then there's this. It just feels insane. Like, I know he's going through a divorce. Do you think he needs like fuckloads of money? Because this thing punishes him. Like he said how much, like almost like Daniel Craig.
Well, he's not even allowed to drink water when he's Wolverine. Yeah,
like he punishes him and he's not getting any younger. You know what I mean? Like he's been playing Wolverine for close for 30 years now.
Brutal.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be... I'm very curious about this film. I'm very curious too about $1 billion. Like, Deadpool, I see is like... I see like mums at EB Games wearing Deadpool shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, is that the crowd that it attracts?
I reckon the layman thinks, because of your Twitter handle or your username across socials...
Oh, that I am a pool head.
Yeah, you're a pool
man. I'm a poolman. Yeah, that's cool. I would like to pretend I am. Yeah.
He is like, yeah, if any character was a Funko Pop.
Oh, he is like, it. He's even got eyes like one, you know what I mean?
So Deadpool 2 did $785 million worldwide.
Wait, Deadpool 2 did how much?
Deadpool 2 did $785 million worldwide.
And what was his budget?
Like very small.
Like under 100?
Yeah, I doubt it, but... I don't know. Right. That would take one more Google. Budget was $110
million. Okay.
Modest by that's today's standards. But yeah. But like that, and that was like, you know, there's not really star power in that. Like Josh Brolin's in it. What's the name from Atlanta's in it? But like, there's not, it wasn't, I guess.
No, and it was funny that Josh Brolin's in it because he was, I think, also that Thanos movie came out in between, you know, like Infinity War and Endgame, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll be very surprised how R-rated this is going to be too. Like, I feel like,
it's going to be very interesting.
I bet you they release it. There's two cuts. I bet you they release like a family friendly cut as well.
That's really interesting. Prediction. I see them doing a Disney Plus. Well, they kind of did that for Deadpool 2, right? Didn't they do like a family version?
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And it was like a riff on The Princess Bride and had like Fred Savage in it or something at the start reading a book.
Really?
I haven't seen it, but I think that's what they did. You know, I'd like a Father Stu cut. You know how Father Stu came out, and then Mark Wahlberg did another cut that because he thought like this would get played in like Catholic schools,
stuff
like that.
Yeah, I want the Deadpool Wolverine that'll play in Catholic schools.
I want the Father Stew cutter. Yeah, I want Deadpool Wolverine and Father Stew. That's the next.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Guys, we sell out of shirts. That's the next shirt.
Yeah, of course.
Literally, the logo, Deadpool Wolverine and Father Stew. I'll mock that up straight after this. That's our threat. If we are going to release this shirt.
That horrible scene from the end of Free Guy where he like...
I haven't seen Free Guy.
This awful... I haven't seen it all, but I've seen this clip and it's
I've seen like Taika Waititi make me want to like...
Shoot yourself fucking, in the brains. Yeah,
blow my face off.
He's fighting the enemy and then because he's in a video game, he's like... He suddenly...
Oh, is this when he like gets all...
He summons Cap's shield and it plays the Avengers logo. Then he gets a lightsaber and like, yeah. But then I want him to like don don
Or Ted comes out with a bong or something.
The preacher outfit and it's the Father Stew plant.
So wait, that's in Free Guy.
Free Guy, yeah.
That's how do they get the rights to do that? Well, it's not like a Disney movie or...
And then is Fall Guy the Ryan Gosling one?
It's Ryan Gosling movie, but it is based off IP. It's like a TV show.
Really?
So that's already a name. It's not the IP, the beloved game where you like jump over things as like a blob person.
And he was already in a movie with the word guy.
Nice guys. Yeah.
I was going to say the Wrong Guys, but that's
no. That's
else.
Mark Wahlberg. Of course, Father Stew.
Jesus, there's levels to this shit, man.
Wrong Guys is Father Stew, and I believe is it. Will Ferrell, right?
Right. Yeah. And what's the animated one? Then there's the other guys. What's the other guys?
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And then there's
The Wrong Guys is the wrong thing.
And then the bad guys is the
bad guys is a kids movie. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Too many guys.
Too many guys. Only guys I want to hear not about are the guys of the year.
Not enough madams.
You're right.
Not enough madams.
And now a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's swing the pendulum in the direction it needs to go.
Did somebody say web? that's a line from the film.
Madam Web. We saw it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Big screening. Mm.
Big screen, big movie, hated it.
So they projected webs on the side of all the walls. Like,
oh, yeah. So we went to like a premiere, and so they like quarter off the largest cinema. Like, it's a public cinema. For those in Sydney, it's the George Street Cinemas. And those ones are usually, I'd give them like B tier. I'd give Fox Studios the A tier premieres we go
and
to.
And
when
IMAX is like, that's
and IMAX is S tier.
And then whatever they did for Mission Impossible, that's the gold standard.
Oh, that's TC tier. Like, that's crazy.
I think they spent over $1 million on that premiere.
Yeah, I think so too. It was part of the marketing for the film.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And it didn't pay off.
I reckon Tom paid for a lot of it. But yeah, it is kind of like the lesser of the premiere spots.
You know what I said earlier about it? I think it's good when movies don't make $1 billion, except Mission Impossible 7. That movie should have made $1 billion.
Yeah, it should have made $5 billion.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone who is like cool is bummed that that didn't make $1 billion. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's the shittiest of all time.
I blame Paramount.
I fucking love that movie.
I blame Paramount and Sourceless People.
The entity will get them. Mm-hmm. The entity will come for them all.
Fucking know if it will.
But yeah, so usually at these premieres, you get like free popcorn, maybe free Cokes, and maybe a free glass of champagne or a beer, which they had. But then last night, because Madame Web is set in New York, they're playing, and it's also set in the 2000s.
I'm walking here.
They're playing like 2000s rock and pop.
There's like over the stereo. Yeah,
a lot of Yeah Yeah songs. It was kind of like, going like one good song, one awful song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Are You Gonna Be My Girl played. One of the most embarrassing things. Actually, no, you know what? That song's kind of good.
I don't think it's that good. I remember when it came out.
I hated it when it came out.
I still do. Like, I remember being on my high horse and being like, it's just lustful light. Like, I'm just like, this song is so unoriginal. And it was around like the era of, there was good original garage rock bands, like as part of that era.
Of course.
Like, the White Stripes, and the Strokes, like people who sounded like themselves. And then there's just like pub rock. Like, it was just,
I think because just thinking of it as like a shitty pub rock song, I'm like, oh, it's fine, I guess. Fuck, you know what I drove? I'm getting ready to DJ 4 Blink-182 shows.
Oh yeah, I'll see you there.
In a row.
Dude, I'm going with Noon and Kiko on Friday.
Yeah, the boys. That's my Blink.
That's Mark, Tom and Travis show right there.
And so I'm like thinking, you know what? I've got to play for like 3 hours.
What time do you start?
Like 6.
Yeah!
And so I can't just play pop punk. So I'm going to play a lot of like 2000s era rock.
Yeah.
You know what album I've been like jamming to a lot? Is
Let me see if I can guess this.
Andrew WK's first album.
I get
It is so fucking good.
Yeah, I think I had that on CD.
Yeah, me too. She is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great album. Remember the theories where they're like, they changed Andrew WK's?
That rules.
Yeah, I read
it. I feel like that's like when you've really made it as an artist, when there's just bizarre.
Well, it's like when you have like an incredible fan base.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there will be so like Jed have never had that, and they've sold way more. But like Andrew WK is like, I doubt like besides like during his heyday, there were no casual fans. I think you had to be like a WK head.
I opened for Andrew WK once and
opened your butt.
Yep. And I any why'd you close that window
it was
for?
Raining and then rain gets in.
Oh, okay, sure. Let it rain. And I played We Care a Lot by Faith No More, and he came out on stage as I was playing that, like with his band, and they played along to it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good time.
Was that a request of his? Or
he just I just played it. He was like, "Here, that's the one. Let's go."
That's crazy.
I DJed before The Gossip one time, and I played Laffy Taffy, and they came out, you know. Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. Oh, yeah. That Laffy
Beth
Taffy.
Ditto.
Yeah, Beth Ditto. Good band.
I know a few songs.
Standing in the Way of Control. Great song.
She went solo.
Yeah, they did.
Play
anyway.
Some of that. Play some
Yeah, I'll play some of that song. That'll work. Madame Web, as well as getting all of the soundtrack stuff, they also went all out with the food. We got a bunch of
the beer. There was the wine, as you said, the popcorn. But there was something a little special to separate this the boys from the men, if you will.
Foil wrapped.
Because when I walked in that cinema, I was 2024 in Sydney. You know what I mean? But as soon as I walked into when I was outside, but then when I walked in, I was transported to 2003 in New York City.
So we got handed these little like
sliders, a bit bigger than
they were, like the size of like a child's fist.
Yeah.
You know, the metric everyone can conjure up immediately. And on the front, it had the Madame Web logo, and it said New York style hot dog. And that was the sticker that they placed around this small foil wrap package.
It was in the Madame Web font, right?
And they were hot as fuck. They were like burning hot.
Mine wasn't. Mine wasn't at all.
Yeah, right. Crazy. Mine was like, oh, you know, you're like
yeah,
every bite, you're like, oh.
Yeah, and it's just like burning your throat as you swallow it.
And so I was like, this is gonna be a really small hot dog, but it was half a hot dog,
yeah,
wrapped in foil with a sticker on it.
Yep.
But it was actually a pretty good hot dog.
Well, like, it was, yeah, the highlight of the 2 hours
by far, yeah, like one of the worst hot dogs I've ever had, but way better than the movie,
yeah, far better than the film.
I mean, like the history of this movie,
like we're right now, it's almost like. This is like 9/12 and not all the information's here yet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But by like 2010, you have a pretty good grasp on what happened. You know, there was different planes across the country. Like right now we're at 9/12 of Madame Web. We've literally the day, it's not even out yet.
Sure.
It comes out tomorrow. Like we're so on the precipice of it that we can only bring our stories from it. And very few things that we've heard from various sources and other reviews and like tidbits of interviews. But this movie is an anomaly. While watching it, the first thing I thought was, I guess this is the first film I've ever seen like made on with a CapCut template. Like the look of this film it doesn't feel like a human has made it. It feels incredibly cheap. It feels like an SNL skit for most of it.
It feels like, yeah, like a student film. The writing is atrocious, but the acting, like usually I feel like we see these movies and at least one person in the cast is really going for it. And that makes it like a fun time to see. But yeah. Like
even Matt Smith was going for it in Morbius. You know what
sure,
I mean?
For sure, yeah. But like the two leads.
Did we say anything about Tom Hardy and Venom?
I know.
The guy's going for
it. I genuinely enjoyed the first first Venom. It's not a good
movie.
At
the time, I was like, this is dog shit. Now, upon reflection, I'm like, oh, wait, this is actually like hilarious.
The scene where he gets in the lobster tank is like an all-timer.
And just like his relationship whenever he goes to the grocery store.
Yeah, incredible.
And like Eddie Brock is probably my favorite character in like comic book movies at the moment. No, literally.
Well, hopefully Deadpool doesn't kill
him. Like, do you know... Like, how fun was it even at the end of No Way Home when you just see him like mumbling at a bar by himself? Yeah. Like I was so invigorated for the 10 seconds. He's so like the decisions that Tom Hardy has made playing Eddie Brock is out of fucking control.
I can't wait to see him ride a motorbike.
Oh yeah, he's going to be riding.
What's that one called again? The Motorbike Riders.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's just called The Bike Riders, right? The Motorbikers?
The Motorbikers.
The Biker Boys?
Yeah, sorry, dog. I'll use a coaster. You've even got coasters here. We never use them.
Yeah.
One of what book just got wet like Andrew W.K.? Tech Noir.
James Cameron art book.
I'm so sorry, bro. It's been absorbing water.
Yeah.
I had a flood in my office and a few of my books got wet.
Well,
you
don't have to bring it here. You know.
Sorry, man.
Do it at your house.
You put the water there, not me.
Yeah, I did. But, interesting.
Yeah. But I had to like...
That's horrible.
I had to full on separate a bunch of comic book pages... with like paper towels and then put them under my aircon and then
they always come back a little crinkled.
And now they're all getting pressed beneath some other books.
Okay.
We'll be okay.
Duck books.
So
were they harmed?
The duck books were fine.
Okay, that's all that matters.
No, I mean, duck books can swim.
Your family or albums stay in the house. If there's a fire.
Bro, there are so many fucking duck books.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Every morning this week, me and Archie, I just call my son Angus. That's normal.
Essentially.
I've been playing the Mickey Mouse game that came out last year on Switch.
Yeah. Illusion Island or something.
Yeah, and I'm Donald.
Yeah.
I'm the duck man.
No shit, you are. You're obsessed with this fucking duck.
I bought a duck t-shirt this week.
Oh, man.
He's the best, Donald Duck.
He's fine. He's like...
That should be Deadpool and Donald.
He's okay.
What would they get up to?
I don't know. Deadpool would definitely make a observation about Donald Duck's penchant for not wearing pants.
Yeah, it would make him easy.
And he would ask for like a threesome with him and Daisy or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he gay?
Donald?
Deadpool. No, Donald's gay.
I mean...
He's like fucking dresses up as a sailor man and like doesn't wear pants. Donald Duck is gay as hell.
I mean, every comic book character, and this isn't even like a fucking comics gate bit, but like so many comic characters are just bi now.
Yeah.
It's like it's just a coverall. Yeah, they're bi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just... Whatever, it makes them more fun to write.
The guy, they're neurodivergent. They've just found out. During COVID, Wolverine found out he had ADHD as well as healing powers.
Anyway, Madam Web, as far as I know, no one in this movie is bi.
Bi people weren't invented in 2003.
That's true.
As we know. First of all, this movie is set in 2003.
It does apparently nothing with that
extensive
time.
Extensive reshoots... made it set in 2003 because the first time they shot this film, it was set in the early 90s, which is why so much of the soundtrack is 90s music.
Oh.
So like Dreams for the credits at the end.
Okay.
And there's a very obviously photoshopped Beyonce.
Oh yeah, why the fuck was Cranberries the closing credits song?
Because this movie was set in the 90s. They probably spent a lot of money on that song. And then they changed it. So the rumor I've heard is at one point this was set in the 90s when whoever... Because this movie was greenlit in 2019... Went into production 2020, got delayed, whatever. Started shooting last year. Now, I think the original plan was even before Marvel and Disney, Sony, etc., had like shook hands on Far From Home. You know what I mean? So I think like the availability of Spider-Man was tenuous when they first signed this. So I think in the 90s version, they were doing that in hopes that Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield could be a reference, or we go, oh, that's the spider. Like,
I don't know why they should just continue to build that world. I feel like this.
I think they should just be standalone. Like it is in the end, but I'm like, Is this part of the Venom movies?
No. Because they don't reference... They have these characters that they could reference, but they don't.
Yeah, because none of them have been invented yet because it's 2003. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's such an insane decision. Is it so when everyone kisses and makes up, and maybe they'll have to soon because of how much money these will lose and stuff, that they can just go to old... different actress playing Madame Web as an established person because it's an old chick? Like,
yeah, there's like, no fucking way Dakota Johnson ever is Madame Web again.
Dakota Johnson, like, you and I talking about that, we need a bit of time. Like, I've seen her in things and I think she's been great.
I mean, like, I just know her from like The Social Network.
She's great in Suspiria. Is she in The Social Network?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's who she breaks who breaks up with him at the start. Yeah, right?
No, it's no? not.
What is who's she in that?
Clearly,
she made an impression on me in that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's Rooney Mara.
Okay, right. I suppose she's just in it for a bit.
She's
one of the.
Does she wake up? She's
next? One of the twins, I think. One of the Rowan twins.
The Winklevi.
Yeah.
She might wake up in Justin Timberlake's house.
Okay.
Or he wakes up there, and she's like, "Oh, you're the guy that owns Napster. You're Sean Parker."
Yeah, I think so. In the underpants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in one scene in that film.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. I watched it a few months ago, which is why I remembered. She was not the opening scene.
I can't. What else? I mean,
she plays one.
I've never seen the Shades of Grey movies, but I know that she like kind of dunked on them in the press. Yeah,
she kind
them.
Of did a Robert Pattinson a la Twilight. You know what I mean?
It's insane that there are three of those movies.
Yeah.
Do you want to try and guess? So the first one's called 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades Darker.
Yeah. What's the last one called? You'll never guess this.
50 Shades and Wolverine?
50 Shades Freed.
Oh, like F-R-E-E-D. But freed. Oh, that's awesome. Was it in 3D, maybe? Is that what they're is that what they're getting at? That would have been wild. That's a very funny film series. I'll never... Another series of films which I think like aren't real.
She was in Bad Times at the El Royale.
She's great in Suspiria.
Okay.
Suspiria is fantastic. The
she's in Peanut Butter Falcon. I've never seen that, but you have.
I haven't seen that. No, I've seen Honey Boy.
Okay. It's LaBeouf's in that movie too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, made it. Yes, he's in it. He plays his dad.
But like, I guess the thing I know her best from is when she like called out Ellen.
Yeah. And she's like, "No, Ellen, that didn't happen."
And I love that video.
It's a great video. She seems to be like very funny in interviews.
Yeah, totally.
Or like just like quite rude. Or something.
Yeah, she's like, there's an unhingedness to her that is quite likable or at least like alluring in interviews.
Or she's like, "I know what I'm doing isn't that good.
But how dare you insinuate that it is? I'm the one who's allowed to say that it's bad, not
I
you."
I don't know. Like, but her. So she plays a character called Cassandra Webb, which is very funny. It's like if Peter Parker was called Peter Spider or something. It's just like insane. But she
has got to be. I've never seen someone commit to making
a character unlikable.
So unlikable. And I feel like just that she I had feel like we've seen characters that are meant to be unlikable that are more likable than her.
Or is it just like she took the money and was like, "I'm going to just play this like this"? Or is she just like not that good? I mean,
I'm could be her performance is awful.
It's insane.
Every line read is like, what? Like,
it's insane that like, you know, it is as much like
it's not good material.
No, as much as it's pretending not to be a comic book movie, it is an origin hero story essentially.
But her powers normally make no sense. But normally they're not
you
helpful.
Normally like, you like root for the hero. You know what I mean? Normally they're like a person you attach yourself to while watching and being like, oh. But this one, she's just like,
I was praying for a car to crash into this bitch
while like, watching it. I was like, I guess this is the first autistic superhero. Like, because she's rude. Like, she
no, it was one of she's power, weirder, it was one she's, of Power Rangers and one of the people who wrote that movie wrote this movie.
She's one of the weirdest. Like, she makes me look normal or interacting with kids. You know that opening scene when like the kid gives her a present?
What was with that?
I don't. And why was Sydney Sweeney standing there?
Yeah.
And then just Lee. It's like, there's so many, like, this movie just feels like it's been like 9 different shoots and they're like thrown up all.
And they're like, fuck, how do we turn this into a movie? Like,
yeah. So the movie kicks off in Peru in the 70s, which I've got to say is like, I thought Sony had accidentally sent the reel for Uncharted again. Because it was like, this movie was actually like Uncharted in that I was like, this is like that, that I found
in that
Uncharted.
It was dog shit like, and Sony made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like Charmless.
I reckon they're going to be the worst studio now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's just funny that like this year, like, Madam Web's out, and they're like, oh, there's plenty more where that came from. Like, we're getting Venom 3 and Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, but how funny that, like, that a trailer, that movie, Kraven the Hunter, good to go, right? You would think that at the screening for Madam Web, they would be sizzling away with that movie. But no, it's just Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And some other weird teen horror movie about tarot cards.
Oh, tarot, yeah, which you could tell, like, look, I reckon out of all of them, that one's going to make the most money.
Because it's going to get that Friday night at Freddy's, or whatever.
It's like...
Friday night at Freddy's.
I'm got fingered. Dad. It got, it probably cost $15 million to make.
Yeah, yeah.
And totally. It's going to make like $80 million. Yeah. And it's going to be like, they'll announce like the Tarotverse.
Yeah, and it's and that's it. That's a spot. They've got spider Sony powers now.
For another like few years.
Venom's in it.
But yeah, this movie starts off in the 70s, famously in the Amazon, as you may have seen.
It's her mother is her researching spiders. Her mom's even
unlikable in this.
And at one point, like, curses the baby out, like,
yeah,
for like moving while she's trying to research spiders.
And there's this actor in it who is like one of the most interesting choices for a leading man in a film I've seen in a, yeah, in so a very
he's
a, long time.
A French actor,
I but think. He didn't sound French. He sounded like South American to me.
His name is Tahar Rahim.
Yeah, maybe he's
a French actor. He's I guess his breakthrough performance, according to his Wikipedia, is a movie called A Prophet.
Yeah, and he was in Napoleon. Oh,
I know that one. I know that poster for A Prophet. Do you remember that shit?
No.
Yeah, he was in Napoleon, but I couldn't tell you who he was in Napoleon.
No, he wasn't Napoleon.
That's true. And he wasn't someone that Napoleon fucked. He's probably someone that
was like fucking his wife.
Oh, maybe he was that.
He's probably like a cucker. He's
a cucker. But he is atrocious in this.
His voice sounds like it's ADR.
Like I was going to say, I would say that he makes Dakota Johnson look good, but he doesn't.
That they make each other look as bad.
Yeah.
He, that scene, yeah. So it starts off in the 70s and like, or maybe the 80s, I can't even, 70s. And this pregnant woman's in Peru studying, looking for a rare spider.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there as her guide. But then like she finds this spider, which looks really dumb. Looks like one of the candy from the Wonka film. It just has like a spiral design.
Dumbass spider.
And then like he like betrays her and shoots her and stuff. And then these tribal men come. But the thing is, they're not your regular tribal guys. They are like Spider-Man.
They're like
they're like painted in red, and they
have like barbed wire. They have around
webbing.
Them?
That's supposed webbing, to be like the webbing on Spider-Man's suit. Worst but it's like design. But it's like ever. Rope.
Yeah.
And they have like the. It's so that there's so many Spider-Man adjacent things in this that they just never say the name. And then they like put her in the pool from Age of Ultron, and she gets bitten by a spider. She gives birth and then she dies, and then they just get the kid, and then it does the classic like switches to 2003. I'm sure we hear like a generic hip hop song to inform us that we're in fact Queens.
Let's get it started.
No, it was 2003. It was probably the original version.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be at least a one-star movie. That would be great.
And then it's Dakota Johnson and Ben Adam Scott, Ben Parker.
Yeah, so Adam Scott of Parks and Rec.
Who played someone called Ben in that show.
Yeah, that's right. And he pretty much is just playing the same character.
Yeah, he just plays kind of like a nerd who says, okay, when people talk to him. That's seriously all he does in the movie. They're like, you got to do this. Okay, you're being kind of weird. He kind of just does that.
And like, yeah, at one point has to drive his like pregnant sister-in-law, who's Mary Parker, to the hospital because which she's is, giving birth.
Emma Roberts.
And you would think that someone whose job is driving an ambulance,
driving like in extreme traffic, against traffic, violating rules, like defensive driving.
He has no confidence in that scene.
He's like, he's Mr.
Like,
Magoo.
Oh, like, what do I do? What do I do? It's like, just do your fucking job that you've done insane. A thousand times.
But yeah, basically like, what? She starts seeing things before they happen?
No, she like plunges into the water, and I guess that her near-death experience when she like
awakens
falls in
her
there.
Spider powers.
Yeah, fucking, we're being arrested for hating Madam
that's
Web.
Sonya coming.
That's Madam Web driving an ambulance here. Fucking rant.
It's Ben Parker and Madam.
She
Web.
Hits so many people with a car. In
it's
this
really
movie.
Funny.
Yeah.
So yeah,
oh, no,
that's
she just
right.
hits the same person with a car.
So she
twice.
Me.
Yeah.
So she falls in water after rescuing a guy, and yeah, has this atrocious like. We have Doctor Strange at home, like a near-death experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's her powers are so
She can see difficult like 30 seconds ahead. Her powers are like, it's sometimes Groundhog Day.
But it's like 30 seconds beforehand.
Like, it's like, it's a little not, bit it's not consequential stuff. It's like, not like, it's not like, you know, people getting shot and stuff. It's like literally a bird flying into a window and she like lifts it up.
Yeah, but then she has like some moments where like she relives a scene a couple times.
And it's different each time?
Well, it has nothing to do with the death of anyone. Like when she's at the baby shower and the balloon pops.
Oh, yeah.
Like no one's life is in danger at that point, but she relives that again.
Yeah.
So what's the point of her having powers in that scene?
Also, like they employ that device where like they repeat vanilla scenes like that. Maybe 4 or 5 times. One's enough. You know what I mean?
You'd think you'd fucking get it.
Like, we understood what's going on. Like, you only need to show us once. Yeah, it's like elevator pitches. Imagine a Spider-Man movie. We're not allowed to mention Spider-Man. No one has spider powers.
We can't even, like, we know.
We can't even say with great power comes great responsibility. We have to go, if you have a responsibility, great power will come. Someone says that to her in it.
Twice.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
She's at Mary Parker's baby shower. And just as she's about to say that she's going to name her kid Peter.
A balloon pop.
So she never actually says that her Peter Parker, which has got to be some weird contractual shit.
It has to be. But yeah, she like has a near-death experience. And then for about an hour starts acting like.
This movie is 2 hours long, man.
Yeah.
This needs to be like a 78 minute.
So the whole crux thing is this guy that killed her mom. He is Ezekiel, this character in the comics. So I think it was like a rich guy who wanted spider powers and like injected himself with something.
He's one of the main villains in the first Spider-Verse comic.
He like ascertains.
He's traveling throughout the Spider-Verse and stealing everyone's spider
powers.
That's
right. He wants to like
his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might know him as like, he looks kind of like a gray haired guy with no shoes on and a suit.
So
he keeps having visions. This is the whole thing. This guy is dreaming every night
of a grown-up Sydney Sweeney and her two friends
in spider costumes. The bits you've seen in the trailers, the bits that are on the posters,
like, and they steal the spider that he stole from Dakota Johnson's mum and then kill him in his visions.
Yeah, and he's like, I keep having dreams of these three girls with spider powers who will one day be the death of me.
And he's hired Shoshana from Girls
to be like a hacker, which is very funny because in 2003 hacking didn't look like this.
And she just sits at her desk, which has like 7 computers at it.
Yeah.
And I reckon she filmed all of her scenes in maybe half an hour.
And the camera just pans left and right to it. Reminded me of the Spotswood scenes when he's in the chair in Team America.
Yes.
You know, on the ceiling. Like the camera just starts going crazy while she's sitting there looking at security footage. But like, this is the scene where the film, I haven't been in a cinema where the audiences laugh so much unintentionally outside of like screenings of the room.
The best is every Sony rep in Australia was in this room.
As like, we were laughing. He starts explaining, he's like, I don't know if it's a combination of his bad acting or the bad script or just like, I don't know, but he's like, I keep dreaming every night that I'm getting killed. And then like the whole audience lost it.
Fucking amazing scene when, so she's like, after her near death experience, she's like going through all her stuff and she finds like a bunch of like her mum's old notes, and looking at her mum's old notes, I wrote this down because she looks at like her mum's old like spider research notes and she goes, hope the spiders were worth it, mom.
Yeah, that, I remember that bit. I
that's
lost
my favorite
it.
Line in the whole movie.
My other so favorite bad. Line is when she's like, don't do anything stupid. And she just like leaves three girls in a forest
in the
and
woods.
Drives off in a taxi.
At the baby shower, everyone's like, you know, she doesn't like people, but Ben Parker, her friend, her like platonic male friend, just keeps like trying to make her be friends
like,
with people.
Okay then, weirdo, you've got to be nice.
And you've got to like write down something you
a
love about
of your mother.
Mom.
It's a baby shower, yeah.
And then she's like, I have no memories.
Oh, she pulls out a piece of paper and it's blank. And she's like, whose is this? This one's blank. And she's like, oh, it's mine. I don't remember my mother. She died in childbirth. And the whole audience like lost it. And it wasn't played for laughs.
I don't know. Yeah, that was one maybe it could have been. Later on, I mean like, the plot of this movie is so nothing. It is so slow. Boring.
She has vision.
There's not a single good scene.
For some reason, all the girls in the dream, they all wind up on the same train, and Dakota Johnson's like, follow me, and saves them, but they're like apprehensive.
And so also
but,
like a bunch
the chemistry
of
chemistry is so bad between all of them.
And a bunch of New Yorkers have seen a spider character 15 years before Spider-Man exists because Ezekiel's like swinging around.
And he's wearing like the same outfit essentially. It's so bad. It's such an
but
ugly. He doesn't,
but notice no one had web.
No one's web. I think they're
in a movie
to.
Called Madam Web.
No, ain't no,
no
web.
One has webs.
No, but we're all connected by her web, as like, the tagline will tell us.
Yeah, her web connects everyone.
Fucking hell.
And so Sydney Sweeney has like electric.
Well, no, she has nothing.
One of them has like an electric web.
They have nothing. If they get bitten by. The whole thing is they might become spider women.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. But we do see them like.
There's a dream sequence. No, it's a dream. The dream he has.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like. It's the bits you've seen. It's the 90% of the trailers where you see like Sydney Sweeney and like the black spider girl outfit hanging upside down. And yeah, she shoots like electro webs, which I was reading today is like her actual powers.
Like you said, there's too many spider.
Oh yeah, when we left last night, I was like
adjacent characters, which is why Spider-Verse is fun because you get to kill a bunch of them off.
But the other good thing with Spider-Verse is the justification is.
I'm talking about the comic book event.
Oh, yeah. But even in the film, it's like there's a spider person from each universe, like a sure. spider person.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I like the Bat Family. I get the Bat Family. It makes sense.
Well, it's because Batman is a dad. You yeah. know, in that
that's yeah, what I mean. It makes sense. Yeah. But I just find it so weird. Like now there's Silk, and now they've brought back like. Ben Reilly is a different red, like Scarlet Spider. Like, there are so many spider adjacent people. They're all dog shit compared to like Spider-Man and Miles Morales. You know what I mean? Like,
it's because
they're not bringing anything.
Because Spider-Man is so popular. Afraid of. Sorry, Marvel is so afraid.
Oh, yeah.
of letting Spider-Man
grow
like,
up.
Grow up properly.
They're like, oh, well, they do. They like they do, let him grow up, like, and then they're like, no, take, but now Miles Morales is the young one, and they're like, no, let's make him forget he's married again.
Yeah, yeah,
it's so stupid. Apparently, the new Ultimate Spider-Man is supposed to be interesting.
Well, it's Hickman writing it.
He's married with two kids.
Oh, right, cool.
It's like a completely different Peter Parker, adult.
Web time.
Yes, it's that sounds interesting. Like, I think that's an interesting Spider-Man movie.
Well, I mean, this certainly isn't. And like, I feel like if you want to make a movie about a bunch of girls with Spider-Man powers swinging around, just do that. Don't yeah. make this weird origin tie-in.
Yeah, this film like, feels like Madam a Web- 90s script where like they weren't allowed to mention 90% of things. Like the early Punisher movie with Dolph Lundgren. You know what I mean? Where they're barely scraping at the license here.
And the stupid line from the trailer that like, my mom was in the Amazon researching spiders.
Before she died or he killed
that's
her.
That's not in it. They took that out of the movie.
They take the one bit of joy that people are looking forward to seeing.
And I like, was going to cheer. I was going to clap when
you know,
movie
and like people were going to film it. It was going to become like a viral TikTok thing.
Do you know
thing?
How fucking fun it was hearing Samuel L. Jackson say, I want these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
That's great.
So
and the reason why we saw it.
Not a good movie. Great moment.
Dog shit film. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the movie kind of like builds like she finally understands how to use her powers, but it's so difficult to show them being useful. You see like a flash of like a firework hitting. Oh yeah, the big action set piece
yeah.
is in a fireworks factory.
This movie's very similar to the 2002 Daredevil, isn't it? In terms of like the way it looks.
This
the
movie's
moodiness.
Very very similar to the late 90s Simpsons episode Itchy, Scratchy and Poochie in that there's a fireworks factory.
Oh yeah, sure. Sure, sure.
Actually no, they never get to the fireworks factory in that episode.
No.
So it's not like that at all.
It's but like the Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad because there's a lot of Pepsi ads in this movie.
Oh, so much Pepsi.
Everyone's holding Pepsi like down the barrel of the camera. The last battle takes place under a fucking Pepsi Cola sign. Then
well,
the
yeah,
S,
the enemy gets crushed by
the, is that the Spider-Man S?
The
it kind of looks like
from
the comet. No, it's the S.
No, first it's the S, then he gets crushed in the head by the
sure.
P. The S is holding
SP,
down.
Spy.
Oh yeah, we're spoiling this movie now.
This movie is spoiled the moment it left the
don't
can.
Do not fucking watch this movie. I hope this movie makes negative money.
Yeah.
I'm
so curious about like just hearing about the production of
I hope
film.
Like seven Marvel movies
because today an article came out with Dakota Johnson and she's like yeah it's a very different this film is not the script I signed on for that I saw and I'm like sure it was and
no I believe her I totally believe her. This movie, it feels...
What are they changing, though? Like...
No, like, all these movies that, like, you know, they bring in... Like, they panic and they bring in new editors, new writers.
Sure.
Like, you know, they...
Well, we know these movies are made in fear of losing the IP. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
These are the most cynically made, like, non-artistic thing. You know what I mean? They just exist to maintain copyright. Like, it's like... These films are, like, the essence of everything I hate about movies.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated in this film's production. I just can't believe there's two more coming out this year.
Yeah, but neither of them are going to be mentioning Madame Web at all.
Absolutely.
Like, whenever,
not.
Like, I know I make a joke about the Eternals. These motherfuckers in the Eternals never
coming
back.
Oh, we'll be
back.
Hearing those guys.
This is
way
the most least likely to never come back award.
Everyone in this film is
for eternity.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
So so this big finale happens in a fireworks factory, which they decide they're going to kill Ezekiel.
It's on 17 now. It's gone down further.
Great. The fact that it's not 5%, like this
bonkers.
Should. The fact that Son of the Mask is lower than a movie that
Son
has
of
at least
is a better film.
It has
this.
One great scene.
Yeah, there is this, no.
There is not a single good
can't
scene.
Can't tail my eyes off of you. In
exactly.
This.
And I saw people saying like, oh, it's camp, it's fun. This movie is not camp.
No, it's not Cats. It's
I
not.
I wish it was camp. You know, I wish it knew that it like, there's a few moments where you think, oh, maybe it knows how stupid it is, but then it will do something so like, sincere and boring. And,
it just feels like AI wrote and directed it. Like there's that scene where the three girls, we know nothing about them except that they're girls. Cause they keep telling us that. And then they're at a diner, which is like, out of fucking American Graffiti for some reason. They're in like a 1950s diner.
That's like you know, 50 meters away from the woods.
The forest. Yeah, the woods.
Where she tells them not to go anywhere.
It's insane. And then they're like, I love this song. And they both start like slutty dancing on a table.
Is it Toxic by Britney?
Yeah, because there's like boys there. I'm like, this goes against your characters from earlier when one of you's like the... It's insane. This movie is crazy. I can't see anyone watching this being like,
cool.
I love Madame Web, and this is going to be the reason why movies starring lead women like roles in big commercial IP films, they're not going to get made for 5 years.
Right now, Ike Perlmutter is saying, see, I told you so.
Yeah, he's seeing the Marvels and this and rubbing his hands together and being like, yep.
Yep.
This makes the Marvels look like Captain Marvel.
Marvels was so much better than this movie.
Yeah.
And one of my least favorite movies of the year. At the same time.
Just remembering more lines. Like, there's so many amazing scenes. I would love to... I can't wait for the YouTube edit of scenes of Madame Web by herself in her apartment. Remember she's just sitting there and she's, like, got milk and she's, like, to a cat. She's like, huh, just us strays, huh?
Yeah, like, so bad.
Just insane dialogue.
I would love to do pound for pound who does the most awful line reads out of her and the villain.
Yeah, it's...
Because he definitely gives her a run for her money.
Yeah, that first scene of him describing the dream he's having as he's got this, like, hot woman next to him and he's like, yes, well, you don't dream about getting killed every night.
Yeah.
It's like... it's insane. This movie's crazy. I honestly see Sony almost doing the Morbius thing and making the play being like, go watch the movie that everyone's laughing at. You know what I mean? Remember they did that with Morbius?
Again. Yeah.
That was so...
I mean...
Imagine working on that movie and, like, being a passionate Morbius person and like writing it, being like, finally, this is such an... And then the studio...
I've lived it, man. My cookbook, Diner, didn't sell the numbers that
they
wanted
changed
it to.
Dude Food.
So they were like, what if we re-release it as Dude Food, the title that I don't want it to be called, and then it still didn't sell very well.
You were the first...
I was the original
Morbius.
Why do
they call it Diner? It's Morbin time.
Yeah.
It's Dinin' time.
It's Dude Food time. So the big finale is in a fireworks factory that they light on fire themselves. Like
using, for some reason, they grab like, they're in an ambulance. The most interesting thing in this film I found was the ambulances had FDNY on it, which meant they were part of the fire department in New York.
Oh, right.
I found that was me. I was like, I'm going to look into that.
That's
later.
Why you kept going, huh, every time there was an ambulance on screen.
I was very like taken by that.
Coolest move in the whole movie. Only good movies when they use the paddles. On the ambulance itself to electrify it as the bad guy jumps.
It's amazing
on the ambulance.
Too that the way that this spider person Ezekiel looks and moves is far worse than any of like the Tobey Maguire.
Well,
because
he
Spider-Man
can't
film.
Use webs, so he just has to jump.
But
big.
Even that, like you know, even when Tobey would jump, like looks so much better. Like it was a real person. Like this is just one of the most lifeless, ugly looking, and you know. One of my favorite things to like grade a film on that isn't like a Dogma 95, like shot in one space. There's like 4 or 5 sets in this film.
Oh yeah.
And they are generic as hell. They look like the 4 or 5, like her apartment looks exactly like
his apartment,
Eddie Brock's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're on this fireworks factory and her visions aren't helping her like figure out their villains' attacks. It's help. They're seeing her, helping
girls?
Her see how all of it, how she can dodge the fireworks that her and her friends lit on fire. So like the only reason they're in this fucking pickle
is because they've set it on fire themselves.
And she kind of gets these visions like, oh, a firework's gonna fly that direction. She's like, duck, look, look. It's like, it's not
you didn't
a help.
Need to do that.
It's not a very helpful power.
You didn't
power.
Need to set this on fire. And then like she like Doctor Strange Force Ghosts.
Oh my god! And she saves. She sends like three versions of herself out.
It's
from
like
her
full
body
on Doctor Strange shit, right? Like
to help because like, all three of the Spider Girls. Who don't have spider powers yet are like hanging off a ledge and she like
they're
sends
like, help me.
And it's like, you know, the end of Batman Forever or Dark Knight where they're like, you've got to choose Batman.
Yeah.
Who will it be? But this time there's three people that that she's got to choose.
It'd be funny. Yeah. They're like, you could choose the minorities or the big titted white one.
Yeah. And she sends like, yeah, like a force ghost out. To
and she's like, I've got
three.
You. And now she's like their friend and really maternal.
But
it's
then,
so fucking weird.
But then
weird.
She falls into the water and a firework hits her in the face. And now she's blinded. And the movie ends with
and in
her
a wheelchair.
Blind and in a wheelchair. And like first it's just like, I mean like my apologies to anyone that has had an eye injury and has had to wear like a foam mask. She looks fucking ridiculous.
The whole audience lost it.
Everyone was like, the joy that came with watching an entire cinema laugh at a blind person.
It was insane.
Like, you know, like peace had just been brought to this earth. It was such an odd
they
feeling.
They obviously know that this was like a dog shit film. Like,
but then her final outfit is so fucking stupid.
It looks like something out of like what I imagine the Arrowverse is.
And she's like,
and it's shot so weird. It's like they're posing. You know, they're just posing on like a fucking rooftop and just keep zooming in on them.
Yeah.
Like it was like a Mattel
the same,
ad.
The same person that was doing the camera work for Shoshana. Hacking.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like honestly,
zooming
just,
in and out and around them,
and
but
it's
going like,
to be the most poorly designed outfits I've ever seen.
And they're like, "What do you see, Madam Web?"
She's like, "Well, the good thing about the future is,
like, we're all connected or something."
No, she's like, "The future isn't set, or like
or
something
hasn't
like
happened
that."
Yet. Yeah,
yeah. It's like, yeah, none of this is ever going to happen again.
And so she imagines her and her friends as like spider powers,
spider girls,
and so like they're like zipping around New York, like the three young girls in their spider outfits.
She's just standing there, with
and then she
sunglasses
but she's,
on.
But she's also like kind of like you can see through her. She has like the ghost
oh, really?
Effect. Didn't you see that? Like she's like
right.
She's not actually there. She's like a ghost.
Is she standing? Like, is she in a wheelchair? Or
no,
not?
Like yeah.
Or was that?
I guess she controls her ghost for her spectral form. It's so fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah.
Like it.
And you can tell like 5 years ago when they started like rolling this ball that became this movie, they were like, "This is gonna be amazing. We're gonna have the first all women superhero team. This is going to be fucking good. Everyone loves Spider-Man. People love Spider-Verse. This is going to be massive. This is going to put bums on seats." You know what I mean? Like you can tell like some dickhead in like an executive office. I'm not saying they're a dickhead because they want women in movies. Just like this is just such a poorly thought out. Like it's cool because it shows the audiences are smart because they're just like, yeah, these dumb fucking like dickheads won't know the difference between Spider-Man. You know what I mean? They're like, they'll come to see this. And it's like, no, they won't. People don't give a shit about this. Like this is such a poorly designed film with you can't keep making movies who rely on the very presence of Spider-Man for their existence without him. It's insane that they've now made four and there's two more coming. Like that's crazy. They've made Venom 2, Morbius and this, all characters which like are from Spider-Man's universe.
So Morbius made $167 million
oh my God,
worldwide.
That's so little money. Oh, this is going to make under that. This is going to just clear 100 maybe.
Do you reckon it's going to hit 100? I reckon it won't hit 100.
I reckon
because you don't have like Jared Leto, as much as he sucks, he has like some amount of star pull, right?
Sure.
I don't think I mean,
plus, in that trailer, we saw, like, wanted posters of Spider-Man. Remember, like, they were, like, basically...
I think the people that like Dakota Johnson will watch her press of this movie.
Yeah.
Like, those movies will get amazing views. Those videos will get amazing views. I don't think they're going to go see this movie. Because it's so unappealing.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, so I want to play a game called...
Okay,
was Madam
Web?
Yeah, was you ready to play a game? I want to
say that.
I don't know. I've never seen a Saw movie.
You sounded like fucking Jared Leto's Joker.
It was Morbius as Jigsaw.
That was insane.
What does he sound like?
He's just like an old dude. He's like, he has like a voice modulator. He's like,
I would like to play a game.
Or something like that.
Okay, well, no, I'll know that for next time.
Yeah. But your mom was crazy. I'm going to find what he sounds like for you because I need you to know.
I want to play a game called Was Madame Web Worse? And I've written down the 10 worst movies we've seen since the podcast started. Yeah, I sound just like that. Okay. He just sounds like a PS1 cutscene.
Yeah.
He
was just crazy, dude. That was fucked up.
It was more entertaining than Madame Web, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I was inspired by the French guy who was the villain. Yeah. We're going to play the game Was Madame Web Worse Then? And talk about all those actually good movies.
Oh, okay.
In tonight's episode of Hey Fam.
Awesome.
Every single week we do one episode of Hey Fam and then we hit stop on Hey Fam and hit start on Pay Fam. Mm. And the thing about Pay Fam is you got to pay a little bit of money to get an extra episode.
To get a whole lot more.
Every single week. And there's a massive back catalog of Hey Fam episodes you haven't heard yet if you've not signed up. Or maybe you signed up a while ago when we last pulled the talking about a superhero movie and then stopping in the middle of the conversation trick.
Yep.
It's a good trick.
It's one that's kept us in business.
But if you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/heyfam. You get an extra episode every week.
Plus
access to our Discord where I'm sure everyone is going to
be... Everyone is getting absolutely webbed right now.
Webbed up.
Everyone's webbing themselves silly. I just can't believe it's not out for the general public. Yeah, that's so funny.
Isn't it out today?
No, it's Wednesday. It comes out Thursday.
Yeah, right. Well... You know where to go when you've seen
not
it.
Not the cinemas.
Discord and our PayFam feed have got you covered. Patreon.com/HeyFam. And of course, we gave you the link at the start of the show. But if you want to buy a t-shirt, HeyFamBoys.myshopify.com.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
And if you want to find out other podcasts, you can just find us on YouTube and Instagram. It's called When in Doubt Podcast.
No, it's called We've Got It From Here.
We'll take it from here.
We'll take it from here.
We've tried... Oh, I'd love a Madame Web scenario where I'm like the older, like gruff person and I take on those boys as my spider.
12 teenagers who won't stop talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Except it's the opposite. They're in seats and wearing glasses and I'm the one that's walking around.
And there's one guy in a brown chair who won't stop yapping.
Dude, I love chair guy. You need him. Chair guy is...
I hope the When in Doubt podcast boys talk about Madame Web. That would just make my day.
What is going on with superhero movies? No one's going to watch this movie. That's the yapper will say like that shit, right?
Madam Yap. Hit out, come on. And make sure you use the code Stay Prayed Up when you buy a t-shirt. Get 50% off.
You got
happy,
it.
Happy Ash Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy Ash Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep. And may the 40-day challenge treat you well.
See you in PayFam.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.